Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Brad Scott officially unveiled and announced as coach of the Bombers. But usurping all of that has been the news of the past couple of hours of Kevin Sheedy in the Herald Sun going public with his support and his desire to have had James Hird as coach of the Essendon Football Club and to reveal that he gave his vote of the seven-person Essendon Football Club board to Hird and against the appointment of Brad Scott. It's the continuation of the old Essendon ways. It will not be something that the new chairman, David Barham, at all takes kindly. And as I feel, he will be given the opportunity to resign. And I would think if he refuses that opportunity, Dave and Soss, that David Barham will have no choice but to actually just remove him from the board. I say that because this is a man who has already removed one president himself. He rolled Paul Brasher in between rounds 22 and 23 this year. He then sacked the coach, Ben Rutten. He then sacked the chief executive officer, Xavier Campbell. He is promising a united Essendon front, and here we are, literally an hour after Brad Scott has taken off the Essendon polo shirt, having just been unveiled at the club headquarters as the new coach of the football club. There is more Essendon dissension in the Bombers' ranks as a result. That's my take on all of that, and I just can't see a scenario where he's able, or David Barham will tolerate this being the case, which will again cause this football club to splinter as it has for maybe 20 years already.
Well, it takes away from the celebration of Scotty, doesn't it, returning to footy. To have a person that was successful in the first tenure, go away, learn, come back in, and now to have, looks like a bit of a dysfunctional type of board, doesn't it, in that sense. So from all the work that they've tried to do behind the scenes, don't know when it was said, maybe contextually it's interesting as to when that comment's actually been made, but yeah, it's not what you'd need. It just feels a bit disruptive.
It does. And look, people say these things and these move on. And there's always been an asterisk on anything that Kevin Sheedy's ever done, even back to his playing days and his early coaching days, and then particularly his late coaching days. And then when he's coaching, as you know, Soss, the team that you once worked with him at GW, there's always something going on with him. And everyone moves on. But the timing of it, to Dave's point, an hour after, you know, the press conference is finished.
He is overseas, isn't he?
We believe so, over in the States.
He might have had a sleeping tablet.
Or he may not have had a sleep. one of those two things has happened, yeah. And he may have had something else as well, Soss, because it's just bizarre. I mean, you couldn't normally do this. But even by Kevin Sheedy's standards and past history, it is pretty extraordinary.
No, it is. Look, the interesting thing about it, though, is that obviously Kevin was staunch with Dave Barham in you know, gaining control of the Essendon boardroom. So the way I read it is really Kevin's one of Dave's allies.
Mm.
And all of a sudden this is happening.
Mm.
So it's going to be a difficult conversation really at the end of the day.
It's a great point you make. He was effectively the deciding vote that allowed Barham to roll Brasher. And that played out between round 22 and round 23. As always with Kevin, though, that comes with a string attached.
So this might be the one no ball that they may allow just to go through to the keeper.
They can't let it go through.
So do you think, let's just put a little bit of rigour around this. So the context of, I'll give you my vote to get you in as president.
Yep.
But Hird needs to be the coach.
Oh, that's what Kevin would have been thinking.
And now, so therefore now, but hang on, he's got to go through a full process.
Yep.
But by the way, you're now not on the panel.
Yes.
And so therefore there's a little bit of
angst.
Yeah.
Friction. Yeah. And the pointed decision of David Barham to bring in not just a contemporary of Sheedy's, but Robert Wall specifically. So someone who, if you ever want to go and Google that on YouTube or have a look at the confrontation those two had on Talking Footy about 25 years ago, whenever it was, it's the most powerful fight I've ever seen on TV. They hate each other. And the symbolism of Robert Wall's coming in, appointed by the Essendon Football Club to determine their next coach while Kevin Sheedy sits on the board and isn't asked to play an active role in it. I think we get a reason and a context there how this has happened today.
Oh, yeah,
it's a great narrative for the media, isn't it?
It's like beautiful. He's provided headlines his whole life, and here he goes again.
Back pocket plumber.
Yeah. Or bloody Back pocket plumber, yeah. I think, as Tom Hafer used to call him. Yeah. I mean, you've butted heads with him over the journey, haven't
with
you?
With who? With
well, when I say butted heads, I mean you were a target of his when he was coaching teams against you, and you were stopping him in their forward line, and then you work with him at GWS.
I've always had a really good working relationship with Sheeds, so that's as a list manager, he's very supportive. Purely because, I mean, at the Giants, we were building a list. So, and it was about re-signing players. And, we were asking, can you play this kid for the next couple of weeks so we can get him signed? So, that's how we sort of were able to hold our kids up at the Giants. That we'd get them signed, and we're hoping if we can get them out to 4 years, well, hopefully they've matured enough and understand where we're heading. We're after 2 years or 12 months, they're homesick and you're not winning, you're getting belted by 100 points each week.
He's happy to play kids in
those. So he was instrumental in setting the foundations up at the Giants. So
he's about breaking down the foundations of the Essendon Footy Club, I would have thought.
As I said, it's not ideal. and they're going to have to work this one out pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it's... If you remove the name Kevin Sheedy from this and just said a director has said this, it's a no-brainer. He's not walking back into that club as a director again. But because it is Kevin Sheedy, because of the clout he's got and the pull he's got and the favour that he carries, it's just again, of all the things you sometimes think you might hear and see in footy, this is not one of the things I would have thought today within hours of the new coach who has gone through the process to be found, identified, chosen, and then publicly unveiled in the Essendon polo to have a member, the famous Kevin Sheedy, to then publicly decry the outcome of that decision and identify who he wanted. It's extraordinary.
So who has the call from here? In relation to his position on the board, is it the president, or is it a vote, or is it, if it was to get to that,
each board operates differently, doesn't it?
Is he elected or is he appointed?
It's a really good point. I mean, most people are appointed these days, and he again, I think they go through the members' vote at the back end of being appointed, but it'd be a board decision, I would think. But I would argue that on what my limited knowledge of boards, mainly covering football boards, it's untenable. I mean, to speak publicly about a decision made and to volunteer even a breakdown of a vote, it flies in the face of boardroom.
Hypothetically, he's forced to stand down. He's not happy. Is there a board election at any stage? Any positions available later on in the year that he may be able to say, "Listen, I'll go to the members and let them vote."
It's usually AGM time, annual general meeting time, and then if it's not, you can call an extraordinary general meeting, and maybe this is part of his whole play anyway. But they've got a contract, though, with a new coach, so he's not going to get his man James Hurd across, and that new coach is Brad Scott. And right now we're going to take a break because on the other side of it, Brad Scott will join us on The Late Trade.